זה הדין משפט הדיבורי יעקב מישראל פיפלס, זה הדין משפט הדיבורי שאין לו סושו פאול. And today we're going to start a new packet, Packet Yud Gimel, discussing the meaning of Achilles Moser and Shabbos. Because usually we speak about Achilles Moser, we speak about Yotesh. Is there any meaning of having Moser Dachka on Shabbos? And we're going to see the Shulchanar says, Yibur Moser Yayin, and the daughters of the Piyukoto, mentioning Moser Yayin on Shabbos. And the question is, what is that all about? In the field to have Moser on Shabbos, or not? And that's what we'll be discussing.
So what do you say? Any other comments of what Shabbos and what he's trying to say?
In general, isn't the theory like of the Shulchan Aruch Harav that, as Rebbe was saying earlier, that it just like induces pleasure? It's not like a specific thing. Like even we've seen in Klein at 9, right, that hasn't resurfaced in a year. They have like a dairy, right, dairy kiddush, whatever. Like even though it's like a weird thing to think of, right, it doesn't appear. So like I think like the primary source is
generally. I know one shul used to have Entenmann's kiddushes. They definitely had Entenmann's
kiddush. Klein at 9 had an ice cream kiddush and a Dunkin' Donuts kiddush.
Yeah.
Not that I ever went on. But I don't want you for Shabbos.
What are you saying, Yitzchak? I don't hear you.
It appears that the theory, and we having a Wi-Fi issues now, maybe mine. The theory of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is that it generally just like brings a person to pleasure, as Rebbe was saying earlier. It's not like a Inyan dafka of meat is like dafka tzivoy, like we were talking about at the Rambam, potentially for Yontif. Like it's not like that type of thing. It's just more of a pleasure is associated with meat. Therefore, that's the status quo for Shabbos.
Yes. So let's look in the Rambam. Let's look in the Rambam. Let's look in the Rambam. Perek Lamed, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud. Chilas Basar Shtiyas Yayin B'Shabbos Oneg Kulo. It's Oneg. That's Oneg Shabbos. Who should hoisa yodo? So that's only if you could afford it. Who should hoisa yodo maseges? You can afford it. Also, if bosuda al yain b'shabbos will be yom tovin b'shas beis hamedrash. Right, you shouldn't have a meal when the rabbi is giving the shir. Al kacha yaminah and tzadikim yishonas talad b'shabbos shachris musaf beis knesses. You should daven the yom al beiso, and then you go home. Yisod tzu d'shnia. Yisod tzu d'shnia v'yilach l'beis hamidrash. So those you daven, and then you eat the second meal, and then you go back to the beis medrash and you learn. You spal mincha v'chakach yikvasu d'shlishis al hayayin v'yochol v'yishtad motzai Shabbos. So it's an interesting approach. Minhag HaTzadikim, it's Pala Adam Shabbos, Shachris, and Musaf. Take chesed, then you go home. Yisod, Suda Shnia. Yilach Bashmiz, Yikra, Vishna, Acha Mincha. It's Pala Mincha, Vachakach, Yikra, Suda Shlish, is all you're in. And which mincha were they davening? Mincha Ketana or Mincha Gedola?
They're eating from then. Oh,
Monkey Davening.
You're supposed to be Mincha Gedola.
You know,
in 7 months, there's a lot of very long
self-service. Right, so perhaps this is the Mincha Ketana.
Right.
So it means you daven Shachas Mincha, then you come home and you have your second meal. And then you go back to shul and you learn. That was the minhag of the tzaddikim, harishonim. There was no Shabbos math involved in that schedule. Right?
They took their naps and
Shabbos. They took their off. That's right. So Ezra says they took their naps and Shabbos. You see? Ezra knows. Ezra knows what he's saying. But Let's look in the Magen Mishnah on Yud. Kibbutz Basar, Perak Avram Pesachim is Biskur Basar Yang Gabi Simcha Sarego, Perak Kol Kisvei Gabi Shabbos, Ananda Shrichel on Bistro and Chamra. So what is he saying? He's saying that for Yantiv it says Basar Yang. Because that's a chiyah simcha. So what's shot by Shabbos? Is Shabbos ananda shchichel? If we have basar v'yayin, then we'll have it. But it's not a chiyah. So if you have it, then that would be a, I guess that would be a the best onik Shabbos to have. Because I think what the Magen Mishnah is saying, and I'll tell you about shot in the Magen Mishnah. I think what the Magen Mishnah is saying is. Is that on Yontif it's a chiyuv, but on Shabbos if it's chiyuv, then that would be a good way of doing oneg. That would be a good way of doing oneg Shabbos. Yeah, if you have it, it's available, then that would be a good way of doing onik Shabbos. No, that means that it's available. So that would be a good way, but you could have onik Shabbos other ways also. But this would be, in other words, maybe what he's saying is it's not only a din simcha, it's the best type of onik also. So if it's shchiach, so then you should opt for that. But is that it? But by yontif, you should daka mitzad the chi of simchas yontif. You should try to have bus of the eye. No, because that might be the only way, really. I mean, that's a discussion, but it could be that some hold that's the only way of having simcha, according to some opinion. But a Shabbos, oneg is much more, you know, lucid. You know, it's more flexible of what it could be. So, but it doesn't seem that there's a chiyuv on Shabbos. What is the difference between oneg and simcha? I mean, literally, simcha means happiness, oneg is pleasure, but but simcha has a specific type of, in other words, yayin is intoxicating, it makes you, a little bit, more, a little shtickle makes you in a certain mood, which brings simcha. And basa is considered the ultimate, type of pleasure, that type of thing. Okay, so let's look in the right. We always have to look in the Alter Rebbe, right? Right, Ezra. Ezra knows. Yeah, in the Nidush here. So let's see, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Reish Mem Beis. Remember Ango. So before it says, you should Anik Shaz, but Mechach Ve'agmarim Mis'angim Medagim Gedolim L'tashol Shatradim. Because they would have fish and some type of beets or something. So Mecholim Eilu Hayu Hashuvim Oni B'mehim. So then he says, "Ain't he of Lachol Basar Lishlas Yain the Shabbos?" Is he answer? And Rabbi Felder, Elufi Shemin Hastam, Yeshua Rabbi Elam, Onus Bachilus Basa, Yosef Mishar Machal. Yes, yeah, that, this is the Magen Mishnah. Shemin Hastam, Yeshua Rabbi Elam, Onus Bachilus Basa, Yosef Mishar Machal, Vishdias Yan Yosef Mishar Mashkin. So this is exactly what we were saying. That it's not a chiyuv to have, because he says b'mei chachmei ha'gemara they liked fish. Whatever you consider owning. I had a Talmud in my Shia, Yossi Babani, is from Seattle. He told me in the Sephardic community in Seattle, for Shabbos lunch, they would always have milkshakes. You know? That's what he told me. You know, Sephardic in Seattle, milkshakes. Well? But somehow it became, I told you yesterday, it became a big thing to have Dafka Fleishiks on Shabbos. And even people that on Shavuos would serve milk as a meal, they usually wouldn't serve it for one of the Shabbos meals. One of the days of Shavuos for Shabbos. So it's funny because even though Shabbos and Fleishiks are not necessarily Hab HaTalia. And he writes here. So that's exactly what we said before, that you have to have onik Shabbos, whatever. Kol makom makom fi min hagel. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. Kol makom makom. Should it be a din of kol makom makom, or should it be a din in every person? You know, like is that the idea that certain communities? They consider fish to be onik Shabbos. I would have thought maybe it's, but somehow in the Kutzis Achron he writes here Vosa Biyayin Kibur Rambam if onik the Shard of Orim Mashma Sham the Eino El Midivrei Sofrim. Yes, the Kutzis Achron is on the bottom. I didn't Xerox the page before. Ezra, do you have a in your phone? Do you have a the Alter Rebbe? I just want to be able to read what he said before him. Yes. It could be Shardvarim, and then it's not necessarily Basavayayim. And that's Divrei Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim is Machlokes, what that means. Either it means it's a Darabanan, or it means that the Chachamim explaining what the Torah says. Yes, I'm explaining what the Torah says. But what did he say? So Ezra's going to find the Kuntras Achron. I want to be able to read it to you. It's Simon Reish Mem Beis. And is it?
Yes.
What Sif Katan is it? Yeah. Okay. Where are we going to? So I think what he's saying is that Vanyat is also behind is the Daraisa, but the concept of Shabbos that that's not, you know, not necessarily a derisa, it's just oneg, whatever you do. Well, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya anyway, not a pasuk in Chumash. Yeah, that's in, where's that pasuk? In Yeshaya, right? That's the Torah for Yom Kippur, right? Shaya and Yom Kippur in the morning. We read that. This is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. For Yontif, I mean, I want to just be able to read the words from before. You got it? Well, should, yeah, so well, the question whether you have to have Basa V'yayin at every meal on Yontif. Some hold that you can have one milchik meal if you also have one fleishik meal. So you have one milchik meal, one fleishik meal every day. And this way, some makhvit to have a fleishik at every meal. And others say, no, you don't have a fleishik at every meal, even on Yom Kippur. You could have one fleishik meal, one milk meal in every day of Yom Kippur. That's a somehow. I wrote about it. If you see my sefer on Minhagim, I wrote about it in that sefer. No, it's not there?
I think I have it. Shami?
Yeah, you have it? Who's talking? Yehuda?
Katan, Yosef.
Who Olam Katan? Yeah, where do you want to read it?
Page one, Mamish at the beginning, right here. He says, Ha'onig v'asimcha v'chule, rotze lomar, onig sheish bo simcha, kegon basar v'yayin, she'en simcha ella bebasar v'yayin, etc.
Wait, so wait, this is Sifkat Aleph?
Base.
So can you start again? Read it. Read me again.
Ha'oneg v'asimcha v'kule. He's quoting the siman, and he says,
"Where is it going on? Which siman is it going on? What sif?"
On siman aleph. On siman aleph.
Okay, so read siman aleph outside.
Okay. Shnei dvarim. It's a few lines till I get to that point. שני דברים נספרשו בשבת על ידי הנביאים, הם כבוד ועונג שנאמר, וקרס על השבת עונג לקדוש השם מכובד, ועיקר על מן התורה שהשבת היא בכלל מקראי קודש, שנאמר, ויום השביעי שבת שבת על מקרא קודש, ומקרא קודש פירשו חכמים, לקדשו ולחבטו בקסוס נקייה, ולענגו ועונג אחירה ושתייה. ויש אומרים שמקרא קודש הוא לקדשו באיסור עשיית מלאכה, אבל הכבוד בשבת ויום טוב, והעונג בשבס הן מדברי סופרים. אבל העונג והשמחה ביום טוב, במאכל ומשתה הוא מן התורה, כמו שהסברת בסימן.
He's saying that on Shabbos it's the עונג is in דברי סופרים.
Yeah. But the עונג ושמחה ביום טוב is משתה מן התורה.
And where does he say that there's עונג on Yom Tov?
He say סימן תפקוף חפטס.
That is oneg and
ha'oneg v'asimcha v'yom tov chal mishtehu min ha'Torah kmo sheyeh sheisbar v'siman taf kuf chavtes. It's in parentheses. He puts it.
Yeah. Okay. And where did he get that there's a din of oneg on Yom Tov?
Rebbe, he's getting it from v'samachta b'chagecha. No.
What?
He's getting it v'samachta b'chagecha.
That's simcha, but where's oneg?
I think he's combining the simcha and oneg together and saying it's both. That to have oneg, you need simcha.
Who's talking, Yonah? Who's talking?
Daniel Albert.
Oh, Daniel. So what's the lashon? Tav kuf chav tes. You want to read tav kuf chav tes?
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. Yeah. Did you finally get it? Okay. But he's assuming that there's simcha and oneg on, and he's. There was Rabbi Katan. Can you read us from Tav Kuf Chav Tes where he says that there's a sim oneg even on Yontif?
Yeah, I'm going to go there. Excuse me. I'm going to go. Shulchan Aruch. Tav Kuf Chav Tes. Tav Kuf Chav Tes. It's in the Alter Rebbe's Tav Kuf Chav Tes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go get it. That's Chelek Gimel. Just 1 second, please. It's Chelek Gimel.
What? Which one? In Richmond Bays?
Yes, but
you want to show it to me?
Yes, that
would be
three. Okay, I have Tav Kuf Chav Tes. It has.
Okay, he's going to bring Tav Kuf Chav Tes. Okay, read it.
It's got Yud Gimel Sifim. Okay.
Just read the one that about Oneg and Sifim. Don't read all of them.
I know. כשם שמצווה לך בזה שבס ולאנגה, כך כל ימים טובים, שנאמר לקדוש השם מכובד, וכל ימים טובים נאמר בהן מקרא קודש. That's if איזה כבוד זה? זה שאמרו חכמים שמצווה לאדם לגלה, אוקיי, that's גילוח, אוקיי. גימל, איזה עונג זה שאמרו חכמים שחייב אדם לאכול כל יום טוב בסעודת אחד בלילה, וחז ביום בשעה חריס, אבל אין צריך לאכול סעודה גימל, אוקיי. בעיקר
סעודה... אוקיי. I don't have the right one. Bays, I need bays. Yeah. No further down. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, you have it.
Rebbe, it says there in the Kodesh Acharon, Rotzalomar Oneg Shiesh Bo Simcha, that Oneg that has Simcha in it. Kigon Basar V'Yayin. So the Basar V'Yayin is the simcha. It's at the last line of the Kuntres Acharon there. Whoever's controlling the Otsar
Chalma. Go further down.
Oneg V'Simcha Chulei.
Further down.
Oneg Sheish Bo Simcha.
Yeah, further down is it. Yeah, let's see. Further down. Further down. Okay, so that's in Sif Aleph in Reish Mem Beis, I spread it out. Spread it down, I can't see it. Yeah, heard it down. You go ahead. I need further down. Basement Bay's out. No, in the actual thing. Okay, go up. Basement Bay's out. Keep going. I don't see it. Reish Mem Beis Aleph. Okay, Shnei Dvarim Nifarshu. Again, now it's Idei Avim. He covers the Onan. Karasa L'Shabbos Onan. The Lashes Hem Chubar. Igram in the Torah. Okay, they'll stop, stop. The Shabbos in the Chalm Mekor and Kodesh. Avim Mishri Shabbos. Kesechom Mekacho L'Chabdo. Sus Bekiya. Angel Ba'onig Achim Mishriya. Kesher Mekor Kodesh L'Mekacho L'Asiyas Melacha. Kokovit V'Shabbos Yantif. The Onig V'Shabbos Hem Yidivri Sofim. Aber Ba'onig V'Simchul B'Yantif. Nahu Mishta Umina Torah.
I really think he's saying that you get when you have that when you have simcha, you obtain oneg. When you have simcha with basar v'yayin, so then you obtain the level of oneg.
Yeah, it's just hard to understand where does he get that from.
Because I think he's saying that if you have, are you asking what's the makor for oneg yantif?
Yeah. Right. What's the makor for oneg yantif? That's the question.
And so, then the question would be then if.
So but Mr. Rabbi Katan is reading from the top.
If it comes from the Zman HaFagecha, you could say that you achieve also Simcha and Shabbos, which is only Medivrei Sofrim, but you still achieve it by having Simcha and therefore Oneg on Shabbos.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little, but you want to can you bring on the screen right away Tav Kuf Chav Tes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav? Well, that's going to take time.
I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
I have it right here, but...
Could you put it on the screen there, Rabbi Katan?
Yeah, but can you see it? I don't know if anyone can see it.
I can only see it if you put it on the screen.
This is as possible as... Tav Kuf Chav Tes, hey. Hey. But that's backwards. Sorry, it's coming out. I don't know if you
can
see it.
No, we can see it. We can see it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Backwards?
Yeah, you can see it. I don't see it. Can you show it to me?
No, it's not backwards.
Hey, it's Simon Hey, right?
Yeah.
Someone have the
screen open
that they can share their screen?
And you have to enable that option if Ezra or if Ezra, I think Ezra, since Ezra is the admin account.
Ezra, can you allow people to share so someone can share the packet online, please?
Allow them to share.
But if you can you see better that way?
I can't see anything now from the packet.
How do I do it? Should I take a picture and send it? Maybe that would be better.
Ezra enabled screen share, but that means if you have like another link, like another tab open, like not a physical copy, but like if you're on like Bari Lock.
Does someone have the packet open online that they can share their screen?
But you did have Tav Kuf Chav Tes in the same.
So this is not in the packet, that's the thing.
Rabbi, what do you want to see again?
Tav, was it Tav Kuf Chav Tes Hey? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what he said, Hey.
Yeah.
I'll try to get it from the Otzer now.
I was wondering about if we say that there's a chiyuv or if simcha is basar v'yayin, then how can we have basar every day, like on a regular basis?
How can you have basar during the week?
Yeah, or I guess maybe you could have it occasionally, but.
In other words, you can have simcha, something that you have wine during the week, right? You can do things of simcha during the week. It's just you don't have a chiyuv to do it.
Okay, I took a picture and I sent it to WhatsApp. Maybe that this way you could put it out.
Okay.
The WhatsApp of our share. It's right there.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, very good. Okay. Today's Mitzvah's Eilutin covers the Oneg and Nogos Gamkin Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you saw today's Mitzvah's Eilutin. I mean, he probably referred to that beforehand, but where is the Beis Mitzvah Zeilu?
Rabbi, is it Kavod and Oneg Shabbos?
Is it the King Kavod Oneg?
Where is that? Beis Mitzvah Zeilu, what are the Beis Mitzvah? Hey, Kavod and Oneg. Hey, Nogos Gamkein Rosh Hashanah.
Go, Rebbe, go down to the third line. V'chin Nisbayer. No, right there.
V'chin Nisbayer, yeah. It's the Rishon Beis. Kavod Oneg and Mitzvah Divrei Sofer. Yeah. And did he say before in that Simon and Tovkov Chavtes about Kavod Oneg further up?
Yeah, I'm going to send it over. One second. I'm going to take a picture of it.
Okay.
I got it. Oh, you got it? Okay.
Why, you have it? Yeah. What, Tovkov Chavtes?
Yeah, yeah.
Which Sim? What's this?
Oh, man.
You want to put it on the screen?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Here we go. Shem Shemitzvah Dachabed Es HaShabbos Lado Kachol Yom Tovim Zosh Shem Chubot Kol Yom Tovim Hei Mikra Kodesh. So that's it. It says Kras Hashem Kdosh Hashem Chubot Kras HaShabbos Oneg Zosh Hashem Chubot Kol Yom Tovim Nema Behem Mikra Kodesh Kdosh Hashem. Is this Hashem Mechubot? So you learn that from Kedosh Hashem Mechubot. Shem Shemitzvah L'chad is the Shabbos Ma'onga. Karas of Shabbos Oneg. So we're assuming that it's all together. Kedosh Hashem Mechubot. And so any Kedosh Hashem Mechubot is together with Karas of Shabbos Oneg. So all the Yomim Tovim, it says Mikra Kodesh, so they're part of Kedosh Hashem. And that Pasuk says, Karas of Shabbos Oneg, and Oneg comes together with Kavod. And then the Shabbos and Yom Tov always has Kavod Oneg. Okay, so that's the, so we assume that it applies well. Okay. Okay, everyone say tomorrow, okay, everybody. Okay. Barry, Benji, Wallach, how are you? And Yitzchak?
Hi, Rabbi.
And Natan, Mauer, Shalom, and Akiva, how are you? And Dr. Presby, that was Michael Benlolo, how are you? Good. And Rabbi Katan, Yehuda Citrus, Yilan Sasson, Yonah Moisey, Moshe Carroll, and Mayor Kesselman, Rabbi Harari, Jacob Silberger, Benjamin Aberman, Daniel Albert, Rabbi Levitz, and Rabbi Felder. And your first name is Avigdor Felder, and Harav Ezra Hagler. Did I leave anyone out? Okay, so Rabbi Shem Tabar will continue. And Ilan, I'm going to send you more packets for the shir for Thursday.
Rabbi.
Okay, cool. Okay, call to him. Bye bye.
Regular.
Okay, can I shut the phone now?
I get it.
Is it all recorded?